Well, g'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is brought to you by Mazda. Save at the Mazda stock clearance. 2019 Mazda BT50 4x4 dual cab XT ute. Now from only $37,490 drive away for ABN holders and primary producers. Conditions apply. Today on the show, it's the 2 minute warning over under edition. So leave a rating, leave a review if you can. Make sure to subscribe. Tell your friends, get them to subscribe too. Well, let's get this thing going. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Ryan Daniels and Xavier Ellis. Boys, what's going on?
Oh, just firstly, just going through today's paper, actually. It's a bloody good paper, the West, what they're shooting out at the moment. I mean, they must have a new sports sports editor. But I flicked to a page, and half the page has been filled up by advertising a football promo dinner tomorrow night.
That'll be the WA footy bounce down. Yeah, 2020.
Sounds like
WA,
a great
the
event.
WA like footy bounce down, and you two flogs, and I look at you, Nick, too, mostly. You're a flog, right?
Yeah.
But I expect that from you. You're a footy editor. You're the sports editor, and you've put your own headshot as a special guest at the dinner.
No, as a speaker, mate. This is a panel, mate.
I heard. You've put your own... You've subscribed. You've injected yourself onto the panel.
See, I heard that there was a meeting and the original version didn't have his face in it.
Yeah.
He stormed in, slammed the paper down and said, if this doesn't change, I am walking
right now.
That's
incredible. That's incredible you've put your own head in there and inserted yourself on a panel.
Mate. We want our subscribers to have access to us at all levels. I'm just opening the channels, allowing people in.
Even to the top.
Yeah, I know. Well,
okay.
Can we talk about why someone else turned down the opportunity to present?
What happened there?
He wasn't offering me enough money. Maybe meeting with the big dogs.
Not enough.
We got turned over by the big dogs, mate.
Oh, really?
The biggest of big dogs in town tomorrow night. So
who's that? Your mum?
No.
Not calling your mum a dog, just saying at the top of the tree.
Yeah, no. Above mum. Above mum.
Wow.
Jesus?
Almost to me. Right. content directors.
Yes,
and,
okay.
This will be going out.
You got to dance.
Yeah, and even when you rang me about a month ago, you still got a dinner on.
Like, nah.
And it's March 12th. I said, dinner's booked. Can't. I didn't even need to look at the calendar.
Wow.
We'll be good. Blaster Brewing. Very good beverage.
Yeah,
we're meant to be at Rockpool, but there's a kitchen fire.
What?
Literally got an email as I was sitting downstairs. We had to change our venue for dinner tomorrow night because Rockpool's closed with a fire. A fire went through it.
That's newsworthy.
Yeah.
Well, only a new couple of journalists.
Yeah,
sitting here poised, ready for something.
Ready to go.
You guys got coronavirus or are you good?
No, I don't have coronavirus.
No, I'm good.
It's good.
That's Rockpool. Sounds like they were concerned about the cancellations
around
coronavirus. Just set the place on fire.
When I saw venue change, I automatically assumed that something happened with coronavirus.
Something.
But anyway, that's done and won, and I'm looking forward to the footy starting Thursday.
Yeah, it actually starts next week, so we're pretty excited.
Hopefully there's some crowds there.
Yeah, that's
another thing. Yeah, would you go?
Yeah, I'd go.
You'd go, right?
I'd definitely go.
Yeah.
I would definitely go. I'm approaching this with I'm just going to live my life completely normally.
Yeah.
And hope that I have enough toilet paper to last because the people are buying all the toilet paper. But other than that,
So if you're in lockdown, does lockdown mean you can't leave your house or you can duck out to get your scent?
I don't think you're allowed to do anything.
But how are you eating and stuff?
Uber Eats. Leave it on the door.
No, but what are they? They're in lockdown too.
The Uber Eats people.
No, I'm just saying.
You're thinking if everybody goes to
lockdown. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, then it's going to be anarchy.
Yeah, so
that's going to be chaos. People be looting.
That's not going to happen, though.
No, I know, but like Italy. What's going on in Italy?
Looting. There'll be looting, for sure.
Everybody
has I just came back from Italy. They're all crazy.
There's going to be looting, for sure.
They are crazy.
There's going to be looting.
All right.
Everyone in Italy probably have one of those big market gardens out the back anyway. Fresh fruit and veg.
Actually, I should have pulled that bloody herb veggie garden out of my backyard.
Because it was thriving, was it?
No.
We've got a mic just falling off.
Yeah. Studio's falling apart.
I told you, anarchy. Our 7 promo, which we launched last night, which you guys would have seen.
Yes.
Empty stadium.
Yeah. Empty stadium.
Five. Maybe that's foreshadowing.
You've
got these stars sitting on the middle. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about Nick Nat, Fifey and Sonny and Tim Kelly. And no one there watching them.
Yeah.
Just blacked out, just empty seats everywhere. That could be where we're heading.
I was saying to you before, it'd be a really good experience, though, to go to the footy as a one-off. Say, to listen to how much talk goes on.
Because
you obviously can't hear on the field. In the stands. But if no one's there, you can hear from one end of the ground.
Fullbacks abusing the halfback flankers.
All that sort of stuff
coaches
happens.
Coaches yelling stuff from the side. Yeah. Fantastic.
Anyway,
so what we're going to do is the over-under. So we read out the lines this year for each team.
Yep.
Put it on the line. What we got? We're locked? Three locks?
Three locks.
Each.
We had three locks. So last year we had three locks. I think did we go pretty well?
We were hot. No, we were horrible.
I was good.
You were better than us.
Yeah, I was good.
I think I had Adelaide in the top couple.
I was abysmal. Last year. I'm really focused.
You're focused this year. Yeah, you've done a ladder and then worked
I feel like last
ladder.
Year I just approached it too casually. And I'm approaching it as if it's my own money.
I think I'm going more casually now just because I know how badly I'm going to get it wrong anyway.
All right, now these are according to Sports Bets.
All right, so we're going to do it. We're going to do another two. We'll set a timer for 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Over and under. Sports Bet, what they've put out in the market. We'll start with Adelaide.
All right.
Adelaide's line is 8.5 wins. Rhino?
I've got them under.
Yep.
I'm very low on the Adelaide Crows this year. I know they've got a new coach and they might get a bump out of that, but I haven't seen his game plan yet. They've lost a lot of players over the years. Their 22 is uncertain. I sat down, I tried to do it. I don't know who's in it. They got a lot of young guys that they're going to try to bring along. I just don't like the look of it. And I'm locking.
Locking unders.
The under 8.5.
Yeah, right. Well, I've gone overs.
Whoa.
I've gone overs. I reckon they can pinch, say, 6 games at home.
Yeah.
If they win every second game at home, nearly.
So then they just need 3 on
then
the
they road. Need to pinch one against Gold Coast, you know, a wounded Sydney, and maybe you knock off a North Melbourne or something like that.
Yep.
I think the two Crouches, Sloan, O'Brien's not a bad ruckman. I think their midfield's okay. I don't mind Seedsman, Miller, if he goes in there.
Forward line's a debacle.
A debacle. Yeah, I thought today, actually, when Adelaide was so potent, Eddie Betts and Cameron.
Yeah.
And they
Tex was still firing.
But like neither of those Indigenous lads there who just bought spunk out there anymore.
I'm under. I'm well off Adelaide this year. I bought them 3.
Yeah.
I think they'd be sort of hedging around there.
Are you
right, right. No, not locking. No, I'm smarter than
you're
that.
You're gone
this
early,
year.
Mate, with the locks.
I know, I've used one straight away.
But I hadn't really considered your point about the home ground advantage. Well, you're always going to get a fair few.
So I've used that as a point for Adelaide in terms of I reckon they. But then there's another interstate club later on, which I haven't given them that advantage.
Pick and choose.
In theory, for Adelaide. Well, I just think, and maybe the crowds won't turn up, but Adelaide are strong like a West Coast in the two-team town. So if they can get that crowd there, it does add to momentum, excitement, and it does help the players out. I figure if they can fill it, then they're probably going to pinch a couple.
Yeah, okay. We still got 8 seconds to go.
Oh, I thought I heard.
I thought that was your buzzer.
No, that was just someone trying to call me.
I reckon this is rock bottom.
Mate, this is
I think they're going to hit rock bottom.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
Brisbane Lions, 13.5 games. The Brisbane Lions, of course, played deep into the finals last year. Rhino?
This was tough. I don't know. Everyone's been saying, don't think they'll make the finals, yada, yada. When I did my ladder, I was like, no, they're in. They're in the finals, just. Yep. I've got them at 13 wins. So I don't feel great about the under, but unders. I'm just taking it because I think my ladder says they finished 7th, and that means about 13 wins.
Nick?
Yeah, no, I'm about the same. You know, 13.5 is probably just about right for this line, but I'll go. I'm actually going to stick with Rhino. I'll go unders, but 13 wins, like slight unders.
I'm with you. I spoke in our first podcast saying I reckon they'll miss the finals.
That's
my call.
Yeah.
But then you start putting them up next to a St Kilda, Sydney,
Melbourne,
North Melbourne, Melbourne, Port Adelaide.
Yep.
You think they're going to tick those boxes and will probably win at least half of them away from home?
They're going to benefit because the ladder itself is very middle heavy. And they're
it is slightly better than
all those guys.
It is so middle heavy. I'm going unders as well, but I think they'll make finals
right
with about 13 wins. So I saw that one as a tough one. Looking forward to seeing Grant Birchall
at
Brisbane. I think with Hodgie going, Grant Birchall hasn't played a lot
of
footy.
Let's do another over and under. Games played by Grant Birchall, 14.5.
I was going to say, I'm going to play 14.
Yeah.
He hasn't been injured in the past, and then he had one
big injury.
Like his knees just stirred up. Don't get me wrong, his knee's going to be shit out all year. But
and it's not like the Hodge thing. Hodge you're replacing, he had his moments, but it's not like you're replacing Luke Hodge.
He was more accessible.
Yeah, 2007.
It was like having an extra coach out there.
That's what Birch was trying to slot
bit
in.
Bit of nous out there. And they reckon Cam Rayner's drops on. I heard him on the news the other
day. Are we talking ourselves into the over here?
Nah. We're not talking like Grant Birchall. They're not getting Grant Birchall all Australian either.
No.
So
no.
But Rayner, they reckon, I heard him say the other day that he's had his best pre-season ever, which is...
Rayner has?
Yes, which is only a couple of
pre-season. Of all three.
Two or three.
Yeah, he didn't really have the first one.
But he lost weight or something. He said, my first one, I got carried away and put on too much weight. I was like, all right, Carlton Football Club, 8.5 wins is their line, Nick.
Under. I struggle to see them jumping up the ladder. Like they're always talked up every year. Like
they are, aren't they?
I don't know what it is, but I still can't see them like fighting it out with the big boys.
How many games did they win last year?
I'd say eight off the top of my head. I think they came good late. They were horrible when Bolton was coaching.
Yeah, and then they got the new coach bump.
Yeah, they got a bit of the Teague train. Yeah. I'm with you, mate. I'm not believing in the Teague train. I'm going unders, and I'm locking unders in. They won't win. They won't win nine games.
They won seven games last year, and as you say, the Teague train came in with all that.
Yeah,
I'm taking unders as well. I reckon they'll win eight games. I reckon my man Jack Martin's going to give them at least a one-game bump on that. I reckon you've got some general improvement coming from your Wietering, McKay, those types.
Yeah, that's what I reckon. But it's a general, like, they're just not quite there.
The problem for me is that Curnow's going to miss a big chunk.
And McKay's injured as well at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's going to miss the first month, I reckon.
Yeah. Look, eight seems like a lot. I'm taking the under for sure. Nine seems too much, doesn't it?
And you think... Yep. Great to see Mark Murphy back in the midfield. Like, playing on the wing when they'll move him to the wing and stuff.
Yeah.
The wing is a specific role.
Yeah.
You need to be able to... Murph's a spectacular player, but he's a ball hunter and follower.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not the plan where the ball's going to be in two kicks.
His whole
like a
instinct
lot of the wingmen.
Is going to be to win the ball.
Yeah, so
you
get sucked in and then it goes over and you're out and then he tries to play the wing and you seem like you're the tennis net in a game of tennis. The ball just seems to go over your head all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you look at the Gaffs and those guys, they manage to get out in space that
quickly. Because they've been doing it for 20 years. Their whole junior career, they've been a wingman.
Mark Murphy came back in the midfield during the Teague train era.
Yep.
And was outstanding. Yeah. But if he goes back in, Murphy, he's 33 this year, I reckon. Yeah. I mean, that's a position he has to play. Paddy Cripps still needs that help, I reckon, in the midfield. If they lose Paddy Cripps too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. They lose Paddy Cripps, it's basement.
They still got to strike that balance of playing those kids because those kids need improvement. But, yeah, if you got Murphy.
So we're all under?
Under and lock for me.
A lock?
Yeah, locked it. Yeah, locked it right up.
Jesus.
Collingwood Football Club, 14 and a half wins is their line, Nick.
I'm going over.
Well, you're going to get 15 plus.
Well, probably about 15.
Okay. Well, that's why they do the lines, because it's meant to be pretty close.
It's pretty close, yeah. We say that every time. They're a good side. They've turned into a good
side. Who's kicking their goals?
That's a very good question. Darcy Cameron.
I still don't reckon they resolved. I rate
Jordan DeGoey, but you can't sort of spit it out. Like, they got to fix that or get a tall in who can be reliable.
And my check, I reckon he's extremely underrated.
Yeah,
but his ceiling's not.
No, he's maxed out.
When he plays well, you're like, geez, that was a good game from my check. And he plays well a fair bit, but Mason Cox, I'm not putting the eggs in that basket. I'm unders.
I'd kind of almost rather go, if you got a Mason Cox there and it's not working out, just go all small and just see what happens.
Be like the Houston Rockets.
Just trade your centre and go for your life.
Get PJ Tucker in there. Full forward.
What have you got, mate?
I've gone the slight unders.
Yeah, I'm unders. I'm unders with you.
About 14 feels right. I've got him sitting fourth. I reckon they're going to have a pretty decent
year. I think they're going to have a good year. Yeah. But I just think they're going to be around fourth, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's right. The forward line concerns me. And they keep talking about putting DeGoey further up. Stevenson will be back for a full season, which he's obviously a goal scorer.
Mm. Yeah.
But I'm not convinced as well. Beams, you've got to take that into account. They've lost an A-grade midfielder as well.
They didn't have him. They never had him.
No, they didn't. But if they did have him here, I'd be like, oh, maybe that's worth one more win.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and Dane Beams' name on the team sheet would get attention from the opposition. Even if he was playing the 20-25 touches. But they're injury list already. I wrote it down. Beams, Treloar, Adams, Langdon, Varco, and Greenwood.
And like Langdon,
that midfield's been thinned out.
Langdon's not coming back. Langdon's going to be
an issue.
He's essentially going to retire. Like if he plays another game, it'll be a miracle.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
What's he battling with?
Knee cartilage. No, cartilage basically left in one of his knees.
Yeah, right. And Treloar's hamstring looked pretty.
Yeah,
serious.
It's real. Like it pops him every so often.
He's done.
Now.
Remember when he did the double hammy?
Yeah.
That was hilarious. The old double hammy, mate. That's near impossible.
I'm amazed you hadn't done it.
The double calf. I did the calf and Achilles in one session, opposite legs.
Was anyone locking that? No one locked that?
Unders, overs. Essendon Football Club, 10 and a half wins.
Me?
Yep.
Under.
Under, why?
Lockety lock, lock,
lock.
Lock. Oh, hello.
I am way off of Essendon for many, many reasons. One, the Joe Danaher situation, including the contract, the trade, and the injury, I don't like any of it at all.
Yep.
I still don't really know what their midfield looks like. Dylan Shill being
chunky,
their most dynamic midfielder with your mate Zach Merritt.
Oh, that's
not enough.
Devin Smith.
Yeah, he looked good on the weekend.
Yeah.
If Devin Smith's leading the AFL in tackling again, there's some chance
to be
better than this.
What about if I put these names in the centre bounces? Merritt, Shill, Devin Smith, Dyson Heppel.
Heppel's in a bad way with his injury.
Yes.
He'll be out a while.
Oh, he'll be right. That's he's a good Gippsland boy.
I just don't know what they are. And I don't like the coaching thing. I know they've all been saying it's all bizarre.
I really do love Woosh's approach to it all.
Well, I've got nothing on this.
Wiping his hands as quickly as possible. That's why I'm still taking the paycheck.
That's why I'm locking it. I've got him second last.
Yes, okay.
That's how lockety-lockety this is for
me. Are you suggesting maybe Woosh is even off? Not sure how they're going to go, so he's trying to get distance early.
Correct.
But I also think they're going to have some players that they still are deemed good players that are going to fall off their perch. You know, Hooker, Hurley.
Yeah.
There's going to be a stage where they go, oh, gee, they look old. And I reckon last year, suddenly past our window.
It's never open.
And they never open. And I reckon a couple of times last year, Hurley playing on Kennedy just didn't – Hawkins, I think it was – just wasn't quite that key position.
Agreed.
And then he went to the second or third and found the footy. And, you know, had games where in the past he gets over 28 touches. But I just don't reckon that they're old. I think there's a big gap between their ages and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
I am going unders as well, Nick.
I'll go unders.
Unders. Yeah. All unders for Essendon.
But where? How far under? Are you thinking they'll win 8 games, 9 games?
9, 10.
Right near the line.
Yeah, right near the line.
I think 8.
Yeah. Get them real bad.
All right, the Fremantle Dockers, 8.5 wins. Fremantle Dockers, Nick.
Mate.
Give the Fremantle man the limelight to start.
I just said, just because I couldn't pick between 8 or 9, so I went over, so gave him 9.
9.
But it could very easily, it's either going to be 9 or it's going to be 3.
Yeah.
It's going to go one way or the other, I think.
Well, I'm unders and I'm locking unders. Yeah, and this is the team I was talking about when you think and I said Adelaide will probably hopefully win half their games at home.
Yep.
Just looking, Hogan, Pierce, Hill times two because Brad was there last year. Steve's already injured. Yep. Hamling's out for a while. Akers is already out for 6 to 8 weeks. Wilson's out for a month.
Yep.
They could easily start Norton 5.
This is why I bumped him right down. I've got him sitting 14th, which I switched them with Carlton the last minute, but the injury list to start is a really bad place to start from. It sucks, like, because they, with a new coach, you need all the pieces there, and they've got they haven't got the easiest draw considering where they've finished.
That's what I figured. If they get to 9 wins, it's going to be the back end of the year when things start to click, guys come back, but then they'll miss. They'll get that momentum. They'll get here we come.
I reckon they're going to go backwards a big step this year to then go forwards.
I was going to say that's a good thing.
100%. And those kids, the high draft picks need to play.
Yep.
Chera, I heard. Well, Blakely didn't play.
He got dropped.
So they, and I think Nav Pryor was saying that to give Adam Chera time in the midfield, has to play midfield. Yes. Get rid of that defensive stuff. Yep. He's played 40 games. Brayshaw played really well.
Yes,
and then cut his toe. I saw him at the pub on Saturday, not Sunday night, and was he had stitches, but he played really well. And his brother said he was probably best for Fremantle on the weekend. But they've just got to play midfield the whole time.
And you're right about the game. The game plan's going to set him back because it's a completely different style. It's open things up. He wants to score more. He wants to release the shackles. Mm. That's going to cost a lot of turnovers in these because they haven't been a kicking team since Ross Lyon got there.
And they haven't been high risk, and he wants to play high risk.
Correct. So that is going to open up holes. It'll be more entertaining for the fans, but the wins just won't come.
And they haven't got their good senior players ready to go. Correct. Who can stop games?
It's back to the traditional Fremantle lovable losers.
GWS, 13.5 wins for the Giants. Righto?
Mate, this is jumping the alphabet, isn't it?
I really came close.
Who have I gone?
Geelong and Gold Coast, and then GWS.
Well, let's do GWS for start.
That's right, let's do GWS.
So I went really close to locking this as an over. I think GWS is going to have a fantastic year. Yeah. I don't care about the Taranto injury necessarily. They've got 5 guys ready to jump in that spot. Mm. They've got bookends. Sam Taylor's our man. He's going to be fantastic. They've got Jeremy Cameron, who's in the prime of his career. Yeah. The list
Toby Green. He's going to be bad boy this year.
The talent's insane. And don't write off Canelio. We lost Canelio for a big chunk of
last
year.
He's Brownlow medalist this year. He's my Brownlow medalist. Yeah, I've got him to win the Brownlow. He played 15 games last year, 17 votes, and only played in a 50% win and loss record. They're going to be overs, and they're going to win the premiership.
You're locking.
I've got them over and lock it in.
GWS is a lock.
So you've used your 3 locks.
Yeah, done.
You got them
over.
That's
my first lock. I'm going to lock
them
in. I'm going over and I'm going
to
lock it in.
I was super close to locking them. I've decided to lock somebody else at the top of the tree.
But this is, and it is, Toby Green, every time he's gone near a football field this preseason, has been best on ground.
No, he's incredible. He's such a good player.
What did he have at the weekend? He hit 5 and 23 or something, and then in the All-Stars game, he had... He probably should have got the medal.
The funny thing about these guys is every time they get an injury, and we say they have a lot, all it does is give the next bloke a chance. So that Hopper becomes elite. Yes. And now, like, Haitley's going to be the next guy to go.
And then they all come back and poor Hopper goes to a back pocket and plays like 3 minutes in the midfield.
It's insane.
But how good, like Sam Jacobs, if he plays and can contribute.
Oh, he looked good on the weekend.
Yeah, but then you've got, so where's Whitfield play? Does he just play out in the wings?
plays wherever he likes.
But yeah, I just think though, play wherever you like is not.
Yeah, we'll put him on a wing. He's a wing.
Do you know what I mean? Just be the best wingman in the competition. Steve Canelio, be the best midfielder. Rest forward and kick goals. You can kick goals. Kelly, be the best midfielder. Callum Ward's return. I just reckon those, they just...
The name's insane.
Instead of putting it through the washing machine too many times, just you go, Toby Green, and this, you are a half forward. Don't worry, and midfield would matter necessity last year.
Kick
50 goals.
Watch Tom Green
there's
too.
There's no half forward
Tom
like
Tom Green's my roughie for Rising Star.
Yeah, big. Okay. People say he looks like X.
That's a bit.
What a handsome looking man. That was Slayer Ellis. They used to call me back in the day.
Geelong?
Geelong, 13 and a half wins. Now, if I was you, I'd be backing up the truck, getting extra money on your home loan, and taking unders.
Yeah, I'll go
unders. I've gone unders, and I really wanted to lock it as well because I just reckon – I'm surprised you said that because you said you reckon they got one more year in them of – being around the mark.
Yeah, not convinced now.
But I'm just way off. They're one pace. Yeah. They've got too many guys on their last legs. The young guys aren't quite ready yet.
They've lost depth in the midfield.
Who are their good young guys?
Parfitt.
No, like good Narkle. Young guys.
I love Narkle.
Narkle's good.
Has he played a good game of AFL?
Yeah.
He's played a couple of good ones,
The good ones where you sold?
One or two last year.
Okay. So we haven't got a big canvas of...
Cockatoo. No, there's not a lot.
The three obvious talents are Parfitt, Cockatoo and Narkle. But
what's Cockatoo though?
Correct. We haven't seen it. No. We haven't seen it
West Coast wanted Cockatoo and Geelong snipped in the pick before them and ended up with Liam Duggan. Which is a premiership player, fella.
And Cockatoo only played, like this injury stuff's not unprecedented. I think he only played one game in his draft year.
He was hidden, wasn't he? It was like the hidden guy that you thought
he was injured and then he finally came back for that All-Stars and killed it.
Yeah, but I think teams thought they were going to scoop him without that All-Stars game and then he played.
But when Luke McFarlane played under someone else's name in the PSA or whatever it was.
Yeah, mate, but how old, like, so you got Dirk Nowitzki playing, Harry Taylor shuffling around.
Ablett,
who hasn't looked great. Jenkins, who was on his last legs, you would have thought at... The load on Tom Hawkins' shoulders is going to be incredible in forward line. Jack Stephen, like, are we going to get...
What do we get?
I hope we get the best of him because he was one of my favourite players up
and
going.
Big kid. He lived near the stadium in Geelong. He's all right, isn't he?
Big kid?
He's a big kid.
Lives near the stadium.
Kruger, that guy?
No. He's Clark? Played a few games. Radicalia. He's like rocking down the back.
Stanley?
I can't remember his name for the life of me. No, it's one of them.
Otten. He's doing this. He'll be from Hawthorn or something.
Yeah, no, he's definitely there.
He'll play for
Brisbane. So, hold on. Do we all go unders?
Unders.
Under.
All under. No locks.
Gold Coast.
Get us.
No, I won't. I'm that's convinced on that one. Gold Coast Suns, 4.5 wins.
How about this? I'm going to go overs, and I'm going to lock it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Such a Queenslander, isn't he?
He's so loyal.
Mate, how good are they? Did you watch their preseason?
Is this the shit you're going to be delivering on the panel? Is this what you're going to deliver on the panel tomorrow night?
This is the kind of access.
This is the kind of gold you're going to get tomorrow.
Mate, I think their mid tier is more ready to go than people think, and they've got a bit more coming through as well. Their first year talent, they got first years like Raoul, who's going to be able to deliver straight away.
Yeah,
it's going to get them 5-6 wins.
So I think those sort of guys going to their second year and first year Raoul, that. It's just going to – how many games they lose in a row at the end of last year?
17.
I think that's just going to limit 17 floggings to – they'll be in games till halftime and three-quarter time. I don't think – I think next year's the year. I just think this is the year they make massive gaps. But they were so bad last year.
So are you taking unders?
I'm unders.
I reckon they're going to win 5 games. But I reckon you're right. They're still going to get beaten, but they're going to be better. And next year when we're sitting down here – I'm going real long here, but I reckon there's some chance I'm considering them for a bottom of the eight spot. I think that's how much improvement they're going to make in the next 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, see, I think they're
going to
make that half.
Can they land a big fish in terms of...
I don't want them to.
No, but just say that they've got Raoul, Anderson, Rankine, King,
Lacocious,
all best mates. So you've got your five, and there's others scattered around it.
Well, Crouch is the one that...
Nah, I'm talking bigger. If they get number one draft pick again or something and...
Put it on the table.
I'm not...
What do you want?
Like a Tom Lynch from Richmond?
Yeah, but Tom Lynch is, but I don't know, just...
Are you talking like Cripps Fife level?
Fife or something.
Jesus.
When's Fife deal out next year?
But John, would Fremantle trade Fife for pick 1 and 4?
Nah.
No.
If they're not, he's 29.
Cripps and Cripps, Fife and Dustin Martin are untradeable.
Okay, Elliot, yo.
I think they'd look at that.
Yeah. I'd love them to land a big whopper.
As much as they love Elliot, yo.
Did you go over or under in the end?
Over, under
slide
for
over.
Me.
Yeah.
Hawthorn Football Club, the Mighty Hawks, 11.5 wins.
I've taken the slider over, and this shocked me.
Yeah.
Because I've got a mate. As I said, when I was doing the ladder, I was like, I don't know where Hawthorn sit. Every team I put below them, I felt good about. Mitchell's going to be 75% of the player he was in his Brownlow year, which
north,
is fine.
I reckon north of that.
Yeah, which is great. You saw you said put the money on in now for the Brownlow. Yeah. Patton, I think he's actually going to give them something, whether it's just structure, I don't know, but it's going to give them something. Mm. McAvoy looked good down back. There's nothing I hate about Hawthorn. I don't love it, but I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I'm going slide overs, but by half a win, one win.
So you've got him in the eight as well.
Yeah. I went overs and I've got him in the eight because you assume with Clarkson there and some added players, they're going to win every second game.
It's like the Popovich thing or this NBA. Yeah, you just give
still
them that
quite shaking. Yeah.
When in doubt, you back them over
every
else.
Second game. Wingard though needs to.
Oh yeah, your man.
He needs to perform.
What was that in the? Why do you only play a half on the weekend? He only played the second half of that game. I was just a load management sort of thing.
I heard he was getting up on a stage and he fell in a big hole.
He got squashed. He did his knee walking into a divot. Because he didn't play that practice game when I was in Melbourne. So he's obviously coming off
something. I was going to say, there must be something there.
I think that their midfield's pretty handy. The Warpedo, let's not sleep on the Warpedo.
Well, he's going to benefit from having Titch there. You would
Tom
think?
Mitchell. Yeah, but I also think that he might. Tom Mitchell might have to move out of the way a little bit.
Oh, come on.
No, just a little bit. Warpool's game, he was averaging 27 or 28 touches last year.
Yeah, but it's Tom Mitchell.
No, I know. But, like...
Hopefully they can blend
Clarko
together.
Clarko won't sleep on Tom Mitchell if he's not... I think Tom Mitchell will come back and be fine. I think he'll be really good. But if he's not playing well, I think Clarko will say, right, we're not hanging around for a season for you to find your form, but I think he'll be fine.
Mm. Yeah.
We have 4 seconds.
How many goals does Jonathan Patton kick? Over 20?
35.
Yeah, over 20.
20. Melbourne Football Club, 10 and a half wins.
I feel like I know where this is going.
What?
You've used all your under. Locks, though. You've used all your locks.
Yeah, I'm an under.
Under.
Yeah. I'll tell you who I think is a great pickup, and I've really come around to it. Ed Langdon.
Okay.
I went through his stats last year for Fremantle. He had games where he was having 29 and kicking 2, 30 and 2.
Mate, he could find it.
Yeah, and I think...
He's quick.
Clayton Oliver... is a good young player. I think that if they can get the ball away from the big Chodes in there and get it into Langdon out in the wing, he might be able to get a bit of excitement and spunk.
The big knock on Langdon, and it's an accurate one, is that he doesn't really hit the target
but
too often on those
kicks. But it is as bad
kicks.
As what everyone says. It's bad. Like, but is it? Because it's like people say Tom Mitchell can't kick.
Oh, it's probably it's much of a muchness. Like, it's kind of, he can't. He can't really hit the target, but half the time he's just driving it in there anyway.
Well, I was going to say, he tends to typically just kind of bomb it into that top of the square.
So people say Gaffey can't kick. Yeah. You know, and Gaffey slaps it on the boot to get it. Gaffey's a beautiful kicker of football. It's just like,
they're wrong.
What's happening in that situation?
Well, I reckon it's part of it might be that most of Langdon's kicks are when he's sprinting.
He
is constantly, that's his whole thing, is to run as fast as
I imagine that's an art, though, for those guys that can do it. That they like Isaac Smith used to mongrel punt him everywhere because he was always sprinting
by the time
and running like, and Brad Hill at times is a beautiful kick, but when he's absolutely knackered, will butcher
it.
And he's a beautiful kick, but... There's got to be that art where maybe, I don't know.
That last few steps you have the ability to stop and prop.
When he learns over time. And he's also getting out of Ross Lyon's game plan.
Yeah.
Which that might free up a bit more space and spunk on the MCG.
He's not kicking him any. He's still not kicking anyone. Yeah. Change clubs, still not kicking anyone.
I liked Tomlinson on the weekend as well.
Yeah, he played really well.
I think he was underrated at GWS. They kept moving him around to fill holes.
Yeah.
He's going to play purely pretty much on the wing.
Yeah. Max Gorn putting Bailey Fritsch. Down as the Coleman medalist this year in the captains. So he was $9 to be Melbourne's leading goal kicker.
Get on it.
That's and Maxie putting down as the Coleman.
The tracker for
me. North Melbourne, 9.5 wins is their line. North Melbourne Football Club.
It's such a North Melbourne line, isn't it?
9.5 wins.
Will they get to double figures?
I've got them slight unders.
Slight unders.
Same.
You like the kids at North, don't you?
I love Zerha.
Yeah.
Taron Thomas.
Rhino's bigger on like the kids in general there, aren't you?
Yeah, I like Taron Thomas. I like Zerha. I still got some hope for LDU, but it's just dwindling
he's
slightly.
Got injured again, hasn't he?
I've got hope for him.
I like Curtis Taylor a lot. He was that guy who, remember the draft that he was, they had the draft and they invited all the kids and he was like the only one who didn't get picked. He got picked at like pick 50.
That's him,
he's sitting in the draft.
He went
room.
Home the next day.
Yeah.
Didn't that Fife... text him or still was
I think he did. Yeah. Someone texted him and said, keep your head up or something. Yeah. No, that was Devin Robinson.
Oh, that was Devin Robinson.
But he slept overnight.
This was from 2 years ago.
So Devin Robinson did the same thing, didn't he?
Yeah, he had his day.
He had the night off.
Taylor had to wait. Robinson was like the first one of the first off two the board, picks the next,
yeah,
day.
The next day.
Taylor had to wait to two day hours. Three. Yeah. Like, he was like one of the last guys taken.
Yeah, right. I've gone overs.
Who's the other one? The Larky?
Suve Larky, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm overs.
He's a bit there, but...
You're overs.
I'm overs. I think their full forward's good.
Ben.
I think their full back's good. Yeah. I think their midfield... Sean Higgins is extremely
midfield's
underrated.
Midfield's
fine. Cunnington. Do you know Cunnington has plugs?
Just fine. Yeah, I saw it over summer. Really, he was getting plugs.
He has a possum on top of his head.
But that surprises me because he's a no-nonsense guy.
Completely against the old farmer, dig in, just have a crack. Doesn't like to do media, but I'm getting plugs.
But I don't want to lose my hair.
Grew up in and around a dairy farm. I heard that played over a Brownlow medal night one night for 150 times.
How many dairy farmers have got plugs?
He got the plugs in.
That's really surprising. Mate.
Yeah, but money talks, I suppose. True. How much would it cost for you to get plugs?
I don't know. I just whipped it off.
No. If I said to you, I work for a hair company... I'll give you 20 grand. Would you wear plugs?
20 grand, I'll think about it.
Hey, look, dash
if, it. How much would it cost to get Ben Cunnington in plugs?
I don't know.
50.
I'd say 50.
40 grand?
I'd say 50.
And he gets hair out of it.
I'd say 50 to 100. I would have thought. I would have the boy from the dairy farm. Port Adelaide Footy Club, 10.5 wins. Port Adelaide Football Club.
Oh, man. It's a tough line. I've taken the slide over.
Yep.
I think they're going to win 11. But then after I put them ninth, I was like, oh, hold on a minute. What's the thing with Hinkley? Are they going to get sacked if they don't play finals?
Yeah.
I was like, that's real.
Didn't Koshy come out after that and be like, yep.
No, they're not hiding
but
behind
But I don't mind that. I think it's obvious. It is so obvious.
Play games, yeah.
There'll be one morning when they're going shit out that he just doesn't come in and he goes, mathematically, I'm out of the finals. See,
I love it. I think it's a good move.
I'm overs. I still reckon they've got some star power.
Yep.
Charlie Dixon, can he play?
No, he's heading to that Josh Jenkins.
I'm just not sure, but I still think that you've got the young kids from last year who are going to be still.
But who's the star power? Robbie Gray. You love Robbie Gray.
Oh, mate,
How many wins? How many out of 11 wins have you given him? How many come off Robbie's Gray? Five?
Robbie's had 30.
Robbie's single-handedly won 10 games. No, I love Robbie Gray. I just think, again, home ground, if they get...
Yeah, I've got them slight unders.
Look, it's a tough one.
Of all the overs I gave, these ones, it wouldn't surprise me if they were bottom four. It actually wouldn't surprise me. The wheels fall off.
Completely.
But I've still got a ninth.
I wouldn't surprise you if eight or seventh also wouldn't be that shocked.
Yeah.
Sam Powell-Pepper, where's he?
He played
all right on the weekend.
Yeah, contract year.
This is a big year for Powell-Pepper.
Yeah.
He hasn't shown any improvement since his first year. And he was a fantastic first-year player.
Tough.
But we haven't seen any improvement.
Yeah, I can see the articles already, Sam Powell-Pepper linked with Fremantle Football Club.
Yep.
I can see him already.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that was something.
They've already done it, have they?
Well, no, I think they're discussing his contract and the West Coast and Fremantle both made little how do you do's.
I don't think West Coast would.
West Coast don't need him.
Well, I think they do it just as a courtesy, don't you? If there's a WA kid out of contract, both
clubs
just go.
A
courtesy.
Yeah, when you're at the table with the management and they say we got this guy, say what does he want, kind of thing.
Last year's Premier's Richmond Football Club 14.5 wins. I've gone overs to start.
Lock it in.
Lock.
Overs. That's my third
lock. Yeah, you're done.
Overs. I'd be really interested if I did all my overs and unders. It would be a very strange ladder, I feel like.
Yeah, you've got 14 teams
everybody
in second.
Everybody's 14 wins.
I just think they're not going backwards at all. I like Tom Lynch in his second year at the club.
He had such an interrupted preseason too last year. Remember there was always talk, will he play, won't he play? And then Rewalt bloody went down and all the load was lumped on Lynch's shoulders.
I feel like they've got the outside there 22 that played on the grand final day. They've got blokes like
Sydney
Ross
Stack.
And Stack and even that Coleman Jones, that big unit. He looks pretty good too.
Yeah.
Pickett's going to have a full year in the system. That's Collier Dawkins. He's there too.
Yeah.
Like they've got depth that and Naish didn't even play. They like him. I just think they've got so much coming through.
Yeah.
Their established guys are great.
Didn't lose much. Lost Alice, but.
I think it was telling. I think all the captains was overwhelming their Coleman tip.
How did you guys not have them locked? How did they win less than 15 games?
Well, I just had my locks elsewhere.
Yeah, I just used them up on other locks.
Yeah.
But what about...
It's a bit of an iffy lock. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to win over that many games.
That is a padlock.
Yeah.
What is it? They've got to lose 7. Oh, I can see them losing 7.
Really?
And then winning the
flag. How many have they played the MCG? 21 or something?
Yeah.
they leave Richmond. They leave Punt Road once.
Yeah, to go to Telstra Dome or whatever it's called now.
But how do they play Richmond?
What do you mean?
What's their game style? They're just bloody good, but you can't pinpoint how do you stop that.
No, that's what's so terrifying about it.
Get it forward.
They're almost the Houston Rockets, not height wise, but they're almost they back the numbers in. Yeah. As many times as we can attack, we will. Mm. As fast as we can move the ball, we'll do it.
Yeah.
And at some point, it's going to overwhelm because we've got the guys like Dusty who can actually break the lines.
Yeah, no. Dusty Martin's giving up the boost too.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that going to be a Hanbury
I don't like that.
That's Dan Hanbury 2.0.
Don't change anything, Dusty.
Dan Hanbury gave away the beers and bloody went shocking.
Yeah, I hate that.
All right, talking about Dan Hanbury, let's move over to the St Kilda Football Club at 10.5 wins.
Yeah, I've got them over. I'll say like 11, 12.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got them in the 8?
Yeah, I've got them right on the edge of the 8.
I think I've got them 9th, yeah. But yeah. I've got them overs as well.
I got them 10th and I got them sitting just under 10 wins. Just
I actually like. I think Bradley Hill, watching him run around this preseason, I think he's a better player than I ever thought he was.
But it was $15 to be Australian. I texted all my mates. Because I'm not having a pun at the moment. I'm having a bit of a spell.
Oh.
I look at it when I want to have me nibble. I think I'm going to have a go. They've eaten the whole lot of it up. It's gone. He is the best wingman in the game. He's incredible, Brad
and
Hill.
Because he's now in Melbourne, he's going to get more notice. He will. Like, I know everyone harps about that, but it's true.
Yeah.
He'll be on the biggest stage, even though it's St Kilda.
Yeah.
He's going to have a fantastic year.
Like, Hill, Billings, Gresham, Hanbury, there's a lot of run
starting
there.
To look good.
Seb Ross. Like, he won their best and fairest again last year.
He had a big finish. He was really good under Ratten.
Yeah.
Oh, so I think it's a big year for him.
Oh, he's a good player. But, like, it's almost where Seb Ross fit in that mix. Like,
The issue for me was goals.
I saw you grunt.
Bruce gone. As a big
memories,
Max King. Max King will kick 80.
Well, I was going to say, Max King is the guy. Like, if Max King can't kick 35 plus, they got no chance of
fighting. Oh, memory, yeah, but memory's a good player.
He's
a smoky for the Coleman for me. He seems like he's much older than he is.
Yeah.
He's only, what, 24?
Was he on?
Yeah, so mid-20s, yeah.
Was he on Gold Coast's list?
No, just Sydney.
Sydney's list.
That's he has a palm tree tattooed on him. That's probably why you think.
Yeah.
Does he really?
Yeah,
he looks like he'd
terrible.
Be from the Gold Coast.
Did you see Marshall?
When he was 8, when he got drafted, he had like a half an armful of tats.
Marshall was in Robbo's top 50.
Off 1 year.
A bit early.
Rowan.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a second year.
Yeah. But that's a good, like, if he hasn't out.
Well, is he in like the 50 to 40 range?
I don't like that they brought Ryder in, and I feel like that's going to mess with Marshall's mojo.
He needs to be a Grundy.
Yeah.
And just truck away.
I hate that addition.
Sydney Swans.
Mm.
This was a big win.
9.5.
It was a big win for me last year because they were well and truly.
Yes, that's right.
9.5, and I'm going unders again.
See, that was the last year was the, like we were talking about before with Hawthorn. It's Sydney, the
institution.
Like, that'll be fine. Like, I'm going unders again.
So am I. 3 in a row.
Do you reckon we'll see Franklin? Or much of?
No.
I just think it's going to be we've seen signs that. In the last 2 years,
I reckon he's just about done.
In, out, and he's only getting older.
The 50s, I saw Robbo dropped him out of the top 10 for the first time. And over here, we got Mark Duffield, who flat out didn't include him.
Yeah.
So some of those older guys, like, you haven't seen him for a couple of years. No. Well, you're right. In the 50 best players of the year.
But if you knew he was playing, well, how's Nick Nat in?
He played 5 games.
I think the big thing with Buddy is.
But you know what I mean? In terms of if you're going to play. Well,
yeah.
Because we published in Western Australia. We didn't have Nick Nat in.
Every single game we used to go to with Buddy or used to watch, you'd be expecting greatness.
Yep.
Oh. And he'd often deliver it. Now you kind of hope for it, but you definitely don't expect it. Yeah. Like, he had 2 games, I think, last year.
Oh,
the West Coast one. And there was one more where he was old Buddy.
Yeah.
But his body just can't do it anymore.
No.
He's played 340 games or something.
No,
300 exactly.
I think he's right on 300.
300 exactly, but 15 years, it's a lot of mileage on that body. And how many times has a game plan been built around stopping him?
I reckon it's going to be one of those ones where if we get 3 big... when he was in his prime, it was 8, 9, 10, 11 match-winning performances. If Buddy was on, you just...
Yeah.
Put your keys down and it's game over.
No, you're getting 2 maybe.
Yeah, and if you do, it's going to be exciting.
Okay, quick question before it ends. Does he play on next year?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's still on the list.
Just because of the contract?
Yeah. No.
Because you still have got Buddy on your
list.
You can play Buddy.
I reckon they'd be starting to go, how does this end? And both sides would be. Yeah. I think he's got 3 left.
Well, if you're selling memberships, if Sydney Swans getting more members because Buddy's on the list.
Yeah.
You can still put him on the billboard, you know?
Yeah.
West Coast Eagles, 14.5 wins.
Got them over.
Same.
Yeah, I think a little bit like the Richmond theory. I don't think it'll be close. I think they'll blow it out of the water.
I initially thought about this for a lock, but then it was a bit too
the home.
You want to put more.
The home games.
Home game theory.
You're getting 10 wins there. Yeah.
You just got to win a few away.
As a baseline.
Well, at 14.5, so you got to win like 3-4 games
and
on the road.
And their road record's been really good. The last year under Simpson, it's
really
been
good.
Excellent.
But they're not going to lose 7 games, are they?
I can't see how. I mean, no. Look, you put three down to just poor form, like that Sydney game, Brisbane game, a couple other games last year. You put one or two close losses, like the Richmond game last year. But getting to seven, it seems hard.
I just worry about the midfield so much.
About the chemistry?
Oh, dude, we're like, how is it going to work?
Yeah.
You've got Dom Shea. And I'm not talking about Shuey, because Shuey will still do what Shuey does.
Yep.
Elliot Yeo will find a way. But I think Tim Kelly is going to have to play such a different role than we played at Geelong. Like, he's accountable to defend. I think at Geelong, they sort of run their own show a little bit. Selwood, Ablett, Danger, they do whatever they want. It's not like that in the midfield here. Dom Sheed, what's he do? He progressed really well last year.
Jack Redden.
Jack Redden, I think he might become potentially the tagger. Mm. Maybe step in for Mark Hutchins. So then he's out. Then you got Gaff, who I think when he signed with West Coast, it was part that he wanted to play more inside mid.
Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
He needs to get out on that wing and just stay out there because he's a brilliant wingman.
How many times over the years in every sport, additional talent doesn't mean better results?
Well, remember Dangerfield, Ablett, Selwood, that first centre bounce.
Yeah.
We're like, this is unstoppable. Yeah. This is the best thing we've ever seen. It didn't work.
Well, and how many other players did it impact? You know,
down the line.
Menengola dropped off a little bit after
that. Yeah, 100%.
Like, there was a lot of guys who just sort of regressed. Oh. And I think that's the concern here is, can they all eat at the same table? Mm. Someone's going to have to leave the table.
I think Simpson is a brilliant coach, and I want to see Elliot Yeo go to halfback, because I don't reckon they've got any run and strut off the back line other than Jeddah. Mm. But he'll find a way where they do something where...
Saying that, we all like them as the over.
Oh, I love them. Yeah, no, I think they're going to be brilliant. Very last one, Western Bulldogs, 12 and a half wins. I think I know where everyone's going here.
Over, this is my last lock.
Over, Ooh. Oh, Nick's locked.
You've locked all the sexy teams. You're such a bloody
pornographic GWS
are always sexy. Final. Gold Coast are sexy, and the Bulldogs are sexy.
Yeah, mate, I want to be aroused when I turn on.
He's right off Brisbane too. Yeah. He's just
like, don't worry, I'm on
the
Brisbane.
The darlings still. Of last year for him.
I'm still on Brisbane. Don't worry.
Are you over?
I'm over.
I'm not as high on them as everybody else.
Neither am I.
I got them about 13, maybe 14 wins.
They're not top four, are they?
I've got them fifth.
Yeah,
and that's only because I don't really give Geelong much love, and I'm a slot off on Brisbane.
Who is their starting midfield?
Bontempelli.
Yeah.
Dunkley.
Yeah.
And
McRae.
Then who's McRae out on a wing?
He tends to start in the middle and then work his way outside. We got your fringe guys, then it's like Bailey Smith, Lipinski.
We just talk about West Coast going, how deep do they go? Richmond, if Martin goes in there, then it's going to be really deep again. I just don't think they've got that depth.
Well, what the Dogs do have is they've got all of the, like in Lipinski, Toby McLean, who's the other
Bailey?
I think Bailey, your man. Like, they've got a bunch of those guys who they like to swing forward. Yeah. They're dangerous. Yep. All of those guys are goal kickers.
Yeah, they are.
That's the thing. Like, their midfield slash forwards are probably right up there.
And
you've
got the pig liver who would get to work in there.
Yeah.
He's a bit Josh banged Bruce? Up, I think. Josh Bruce
working with Norton up forward. Very good.
Yeah, but Norton's banged up, so that's a bit of a. That's
a reckon.
It's a red flag there.
Norton was in the top 50 as well. I think that's going early on.
Nah.
He played some good games last year, but it wasn't consistently brilliant all the way through.
I reckon he's in the 50. I haven't sat down and done it.
It's not, would you take him to start a team? It is, you reckon he's in the best 50 players as we speak?
I'd have to sit down and do a list. But
you made the call. Don't sit on the fence now.
Well, I tell you what, for me, I'd find a way to put him in. I just think that's how good he is. But you know who's going to be the breakout player of this season?
Who?
Tim English.
Yeah, no, I put him down I did something else the other day.
Is there a world?
He's 22.
Is there a world where Tim English could be in the All-Australian team?
Yes.
Yeah.
There is, isn't there?
There's only like three other good ruckmen.
I reckon he's 12 months off it, though.
Yeah.
Because I reckon either Grundy or Gorn being captain now.
Yeah.
I thought he wasn't anywhere near as good as what he was the year before last year, and being All-Australian was a bit of a, let's keep the two together.
Everyone loves Max. Maybe. That's the thing.
Captain, I reckon he's going to be back to his peak powers.
Yeah.
Grundy's not going to drop off.
Nope.
And I reckon they're still probably unreachable just for Tim English by the end of the year.
Is he the third best ruckman then?
Oh, I'd still take Nick.
Yeah.
But you're going to get more out of English in terms of games, you'd think? Minutes, games?
Oh, well, he wins all the... Apparently he wins all the running time trials and stuff with the midfield stuff. An unbelievable...
He's Dean Cox. He's the closest thing we'll see, skill-wise, endurance-wise.
He looks like he has a good competitive nature about him. Yeah. I saw him because he played against Freo over here, and I reckon Roy Lobb outmarked him a couple of times or better positioned him, and he was really disappointed with himself. And he's 21 years old, and you're like, he's actually taken that so personal that a bloke who's played 100-odd games.
I'd love to see each team's best three young guys. And there's a right there. Mm. When you look at Bont, Norton, and English, far out.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, I'm sure GWS would have to look at their ages, probably have a comparable three. But far out. Look, that's a pretty – they're building blocks. You've got a key position.
Incredible.
Back or forward, whatever you want to do.
It has to be forward.
You've got the future key ruckman of the next 10 years.
They say the Brownlow – well, the Brownlow favourite.
Mm. And the Brownlow favourite. And then you throw in, say, let's say Jack McRae is their fourth young guy. Like he's 25.
Yeah. McRae only 25.
Yeah.
Surely. Like, it seems like a player that have like three kids by now.
It's amazing. he could do. But look at that. That's just insane. Yeah.
They've drafted.
And like, which is why they could win.
Would
you be shocked if they won the flag?
I would be because I've got three teams I think can win at Richmond, West Coast, GWS. But if I had to put a gun to my head outside that three.
You wouldn't be shocked because they did it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's hard to be shocked by something you've seen before.
Yeah.
Just quickly before we go, so Brownlow, just thinking about Bont, who do you think went in Brownlow?
Cripps has been my preseason bet. He polled so well in so few wins.
Yeah. I think he got a few cheap votes, though, somehow.
But so did Fife. You've got to get the cheapies. Yeah.
That's Fife just polls, which is why I'm always sort of leaning Cripps towards Fife has a full year, he might just poll.
Yeah. I'm Cornelio.
You've been hot on Cornelio.
I'm hot on him. Really hot on him.
Yeah. I like all of those picks. So to me, I feel like if Carlton can get to those 8-9 wins, I think Cripps is going to be really hard to beat. Mm. I think it's the same for Frio. Whereas GWS, they're going to win a lot of games. It's just how many he plays.
But like my theory is he polled really well last year.
Yeah,
and they didn't
hardly
win.
Playing.
And they didn't win half the games he played in.
Yeah, that's true.
Were there a couple of games where he dominated and didn't get any votes?
Not sure, but he does have those games where he has 30 and kicks four.
The key now is getting those votes when you lose, isn't it? And getting the votes.
Well, umpires seem to be giving a single vote when they've been smacked.
He already seems like the eldest statesman of the AFL, doesn't he, Cornelio? He's on like every panel, every kind of committee. He's a captain. Yeah, don't be 26.
But also, he's had every injury in the sun too. Like you just expect, old body's going to get him through another year.
And he's the world's best bloke. Like this isn't no way is this name dropping. But when I was over there,
we'll be the judge of that.
I
interviewed him when he was 17.
Yeah.
Took him down to Swan Districts, did like a, you know, this guy's going to get high in the draft.
Would have won a premiership already or
kicked four goals in the grand
final. I haven't seen him since. And he comes up the race at Marvel because I was doing a one-on-one with him. I said, g'day, mate, Ryan, I'm from 7 over. And he goes, yeah, mate, no, I remember. We went out to Bassendean and I was like, you got to be kidding.
Because you would have been relatively young too.
I was in my first couple of years. This is 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He's got no reason to remember me.
Yeah, no, I don't know him from Bar of Soap.
Yeah.
But he comes across as someone who he's a quality person. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole family cooks. His parents still cook dinner for the entire team when they come over here.
Every single travelling party member goes to the Cornelios.
Well, I reckon we cut that out. Just stay in the hotel and bloody win.
Maybe
the Italian cooking's been the problem.
Everyone's too full of pasta.
Too much rabbit.
Anything else?
I think that's done. All right.
How'd I go with the teams and the overs and unders?
Well, on the locks.
Oh, yeah, locks.
Yours is Carlton.
Yep.
As under?
Yeah, Carlton under.
Frio under and GWS over.
Yep, lock.
I had Adelaide under, Essendon under, Richmond over.
I'm all overs.
And Nick, you had all overs. You missed a positivity, GWS, Gold Coast and the Western
Bulldogs. It's a big positive about life, mate. Footy and everything else. I'll be playing in front of nobody in locked stadiums.
True.
As I cough with my new coronavirus.
Yeah, Jesus, there we go. And then everyone else who sits in that chair.
Before we go, one word only, the team name. Which team benefits most from not playing in front of any fans?
GWS, because they don't have any.
Yep. I was going to say Gold Coast for the same
reason. Yeah.
But I mean, GWS will go against Richmond at the G.
Yeah.
And they're at that 80,000 cheer in Richmond.
Correct.
Well, yeah, it will be interesting actually to see, like, if West Coast play here in front of no one, where's the noise of affirmation, whether that actually has any effect on decisions, et cetera.
Yeah, because we pay them.
All right, thanks for joining us, everybody. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Leave a rating, leave a review. It's been the Hardball Gets AFL Show with thanks to Mazda. We'll see you next week.